Hi, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Laura Beth Hill, and we are talking Dancing with the Stars. It's season 23, episode 12, and it's Showstoppers Week.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I wish I could dance.
Jason. Hi guys, welcome. We are talking Showstoppers Week this week, my favourite week after Halloween, the Broadway week. Oh, and it was amazing. First of all, I want to welcome Nick Mardy. Hi, Nick.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Welcome, yeah, thank you for coming on. And where can we find you online?
You can find me at NickMardy13, as well as I have my own YouTube, which is The Latest Late Show with Nick Mardy.
Very nice. And you can follow me on Twitter at LadyLBH. So, what a week. And hear the song. It's so perfect.
Forgetting everything about it.
I know.
I feel like I am in Broadway now.
I wish I was in Broadway right now. And what a week. Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a very entertaining episode. We had in my opinion, we had big ups and big downs.
Right.
Like, didn't hit the mark at some points, but if it did, it was a 10 out of 10, no doubt.
Absolutely, completely agree with you.
Because I sounded like a dance judge right there. No doubt. It was perfect. I loved it.
10. Yes, no, I know. So we start off with Mary Lou and Derek, who did the samba. So, and they were doing two Jersey Boys. And we had Mark Ballas come back on to sing, which was rather fabulous.
Everyone was really excited about that. There was a lot of buzz and chatter about him coming back on. Thought it was really cool to have Jersey Boys. And we got a little taste of it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I've seen Jersey Boys. I've seen the movie, and I saw it in Vegas as well, and it was incredible. Oh, so good.
Your life already sounds cooler than mine. The only thing I see are street performers on Venice Beach.
Go see Jersey Boys. See Jersey Boys, Nick.
Deal.
It was awesome. Mary Lou, I don't know. She still seemed kind of stiff. It's always that kind of... It's a little bit of tension in her. Although this week was much better. They seemed much more connected. And it was a shame it was their last week because it was kind of their breakthrough week, I thought, where everything had kind of fallen into place more for her. She looked more relaxed. She looked more happy. Derek definitely seemed happier this week.
He seemed happier weeks. As well as he was a lot more strict with the routine. He really wanted her hitting her points. And she even cried about it, appreciating how much she appreciated. He was really getting after her. But it was all gratitude. You know, she wasn't really criticizing him that you're getting on me too much. But she appreciated, you know, his real hands-on teaching.
Yeah. And it's a shame, I think, that a few weeks back, Derek changed his teaching style to adapt to Mary Lou. So you remember, he was very strict. And that's how he is, very disciplined. And then she wasn't really, with her memory thing, Derek decided, let's take a different route. Okay, let's not do it quite so much information every week. Let's do more generalized points. And I think she didn't progress at the rate that she maybe could have done.
Yeah.
And that was a shame. And then this week he's like, crack the whip again. And then they've raised that bar.
Like we were actually discussing before we got on air, but I was saying how I'm an athlete, and when I played college basketball, when I was being coached, I would apply exactly as I was told on the court. I wouldn't really let any other things take control of me. I would just think about, put my right foot here, put my left foot here. I wasn't really going with the flow. And you can see this with Mary Lou in her performance, because even I brought up to you, which it's not a terrible thing. It was just saying, which you actually rebutted, but I thought, you know, the older the contestant, can you be as creative in your choreographed dances? Or can you actually do anything? Because with Mary Lou, I felt like you had to be a lot easier and less of an expert level with Mary Lou, which I'm not bashing her because she is a fantastic, don't get me, I can't even dance for anything. But I'm just saying, as opposed to the other dances that were in the quarterfinal, it's getting very serious. And you would expect some more high-flying kicks and more movement as opposed to keeping it in a square box.
Yeah, no, I do agree. I mean, you know, is it like a traditional samba? But I do agree. Now that it's getting later on in the competition, you've got to be at that high level, you know, and you can't just hide behind, it's a dance that she can do well, even though it's easy. That's not good enough. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to make the cut. And sadly, it didn't.
What's going to win is you going above and beyond. You getting an easy dance, but make something out of it. It's like when we watch all these cooking shows, they get a basic ingredient, but they make a huge buffet out of this thing or whatever it is, you know? And that's what they have to do to win a championship.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't stay safe right now.
No. And it was said that they went. And I think they were a bit overscored, really. I think their scores were a little bit high, 36 out of 40. I would not have given that dance a 9.
We
as
were
much as I
yeah,
love them.
We were discussing that. I
but
felt
yeah,
the same
that
way.
That was too high. But hey, they went out with a bang, I think. I think that was definitely her best routine so far, and so I'm glad she went out on a high.
Yeah, I'm happy they did, but as well as, you know, I could see a little bit of disappointment in Derek. Derek's a winner, and I, as an athlete, once again, I know what is going through his head. I hate losing. I could see it in his eyes that, hey, the camera's on. Oh, my God, I'm having a good time. But inside, he was really crushed right now.
Yeah, you know, 6-time Mirabel champion.
Yeah, how can you lose in the quarterfinals?
It's not
winning
good.
6 times.
Right, exactly.
So shout out to Derek and Mary Lou. Love you guys, but championship time.
Time to move on. Okay. So then we had Calvin and Lindsay. Calvin being our footballer.
Yep.
So tell us your perspective. Now, this is very interesting for us, guys, because every week we've talked about how Calvin being an athlete and how does that translate through the dancing.
Yeah.
And now we have an athlete in the studio. This is very exciting. So tell us, how do you think it would be, you know, to be out there dancing so different to what you do out on the pitch, but at the same time, so similar with the discipline, the mindset, you know, so competitive?
Yeah, so competitively, same thing. I want to win. If you know me outside of this, I want to win no matter what I'm doing. If it's picking up trash, I'm going to be number one. And I think it can apply to everything across the board. Like, if I were to put into Dancing with the Stars someday, then I'm going to make sure I win. And I'm going to learn the routine correctly. And I was telling you earlier as well, when I was playing basketball, I play professional rugby now, but when I was playing basketball earlier, I was being told all the time, take dancing lessons. Your body's too stiff.
Yeah,
your body's
right?
too stiff. Because I'm used to, in rugby, just plowing forward and running over people and not really at this more antelope-style running,
right,
which makes
right.
sense in my head. I don't know what it does to you.
How does an antelope run?
It's just like springy. You know, it's very springy
okay,
and light on
okay,
its feet.
Okay.
As opposed to me, I'm just stomping on the pitch
right.
and putting footprints in the grass.
Or like the rhino.
Yeah, I'm a rhino.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I'm a rhino, not a little meerkat, but I've been told meerkat. But, so pretty much, I think, I was telling you, I most relate to Calvin in his body movement. I see
right.
a lot of stiffness, and because he's not used to being so loose, even though he was playing professional football, you could see that there was a lot of stiffness, and I could completely relate. We lift weights, and we just, our job is to run over. So that's really how I relate to him.
That's what he does. Yeah, I mean, I see what you say with the stiffness. In sort of in his core, he's quite, you know, sometimes it's as if his extremities aren't always connected to the core. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a dancer, everything has to move from inward out kind of thing. And with him, sometimes it's a bit like, oh, well, the arm goes. And I've always had this thing about his hands, although I didn't notice them this week. So I think perhaps they were.
And I don't think it's his height, because I feel like one could say it's his height because you see so much extension.
Yeah.
But I would disagree with that. I'm just already pointing out something that I feel like someone would bring up. And I would agree with you that it has nothing to do with that. It is actually, you see his ligaments
right.
popping out, and you just, it doesn't look like a flow.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's amazing, though. We love him.
He's a great
we
guy. Great him. Smile.
Great smile.
Smile.
Yeah. He always looks like he's having such a fun time.
Yeah. And we had a fun time. We got to see a little sneak peek of something, which was funny. We'll get to later, I'm sure. But yeah.
It was fun. Bruno said that there was great phrasing. I thought it was slick, graceful. They kept saying it was beautiful. It was funny that you mentioned that about on the pitch how you run, because Adina Menzel was saying her dad used to say that in football they're supposed to be graceful on mm-hmm. the pitch. So I guess that's similar.
It's so
I feel
true.
He is graceful. I feel he is a very graceful person, actually. And mm-hmm. I feel he's very, I always say this, but he's always very conscious of his partner. And him and Lindsay are an amazing team. I don't know that this was my favorite week for them. I didn't particularly like all that fur on him. I don't know, that was just my thing. I would have preferred it a little bit more slick. I loved how they went to Broadway and got in the costumes of the cats. That was hilarious footage.
Loved it.
So good. What else? Well, 10 from Julianne.
Well, real quick, going back to the...
Sorry, go ahead.
So when they visited Broadway, I did like the costume. I wish they would have gone more with the costume, real quick. I just have to tell you that real quick.
Yes, they should have been little. Cats.
And it was more Dr. Freeze from Batman of a look than Cats. I feel like Cats is a lot darker. Why was it so light? Why was it icy? I got a sense of ice.
Yeah, memory, and it's all very cold and outside on the streets. But I do agree, for me, either go for it 100% and be Cats with the fur, with the tails, the ears, everything, or make it classical and just don't have that. They did a bit of a halfway mark.
Could have been because we had our Frozen mascot as a judge this week.
Yes.
So they're like, you know, we're going Frozen. Yeah. We're going Frozen Cats.
Maybe that was it. But they looked so good when they were in the Cats outfits.
It looked amazing. It looked so much fun. I want to do that. I would have gone to the Burger King next door in that costume. I think that's hilarious.
I auditioned for Cats many years ago.
Really?
And it was the exact same routine that they were teaching them.
No,
I'm sure
way.
It never changed.
See, you remember, of course, because you're a dancer. You went to college with only everyone on that whole show. While we were watching and discussing, only everyone went to that same college that you went to.
Yeah, I guess it turns out some good people for the show, but it was good. It was fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So then we went on to James and Jenna. Jenna still standing in for Shana, who sadly is still injured. Shana's still around, though, keeping an eye on everything, helping with choreography. And they did Jazz to The Wiz. Now, this was not my favorite. You loved it, didn't you, Nick?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was fun. I thought it was fun.
James in his green outfit.
I thought it was fun, except for the green outfit. Even Julian, everyone agreed with me. You agreed with me. The judges agreed with me. The outfit was too leprechaun-y for The Wiz. Like, I get what you're going for, but it looked just like there was a pot of gold somewhere, but that's not the theme of the dance. But it was fun. I love the music. I love the dancing. I actually love the footwork. I think the first minute had awesome footwork. When he was getting every cast member to come start dancing with him, everyone had this awesome foot movement. Like, it was almost like I was doing a rugby drill where we have to do ladder drills. They were doing kicking. Mm-hmm. That's the sound that apparently really good footwork makes.
Good to know, good to know. But for me, he went wrong. Mm-hmm. I think I saw him go wrong 3 times.
You did.
In the same little section, yeah. And that was really, really disappointing. And I know he mentioned that he's gone wrong in the past, but the audience hasn't noticed. Well, sorry, but that's not acceptable. You can't have that mentality of, I'll cover it if I go wrong.
Yeah.
Quarterfinals, and when we go to the semis and the finals, there will be no room for error, and you cannot risk going wrong, because if a camera is right there when you're going wrong, then you've lost.
Yeah.
You just cannot go wrong. That's how it goes, and I appreciate when the pressure's on and everything, the lights, the camera, you know, the audience, it's a lot, and I do understand, but you just have to have the mentality that I know it has to be drilled into you.
I agree.
He seems a little bit lackadaisical.
If I'm that on top of Mary Lou for her lack of, I guess, showmanship this week, then I have to be the same way about James, because I saw it too. I even passed it over more, but I shouldn't have, because they should be on the same level, because we are in the quarterfinals and it's a championship on the line. And so we should be holding them to the same level and accountability of not messing up at this point. You've gotten this far. You've got this far. Gotten is not a word. So let's watch out for that. And he can't say that's okay. Look, buddy, you're not going to get any further if you're okay with messing up every time. Who wins a championship that was like, I only tripped 5 times on the way here. But no, champions like are flawless. Let's get flawless, James, or get out.
Yeah.
I said that really harsh, but I love the guy still.
Well, I mean, last week, nobody could beat him. You know, he got immunity. He was the best, head and shoulders above everybody else. This week, I don't think the dance suited him. Jazz is definitely not his dance. Jazz does take, you know, a lot of work and a lot more time. He doesn't point his toes properly. That is a big issue in jazz. You know, everything you do, you need to point your toe, you know? And I think he also has a bit of a sickle in his foot, which didn't seem to be addressed.
Interesting.
Not on camera anyway. And those things for me were big issues in a jazz routine. It just wasn't executed. It should have been like really slick the whole way through. And it just wasn't.
And it's a good thing you have 2 hosts tonight, like you and I, because I'm like the rest of America, where I just go to enjoy the show. You actually are a judge, an unofficial judge who knows everything. happening? I didn't know about the sickle foot. I didn't know about the pointed toes. I was like looking at, oh my God, great, we got a Tin Man. That's cool. Oh, look at their feet move. So it's really cool that you point that out.
Right.
And as opposed to maybe I noticed the three flaws on my own, but you see a deeper level of this dance, which is awesome. So I appreciate you telling me even about that. So I'm learning
on the way,
just like y'all.
Well, so, you know, if he'd have pointed his toes, if you'd have seen the same dance side by side and somebody pointing their toes, you would have seen a huge difference.
Interesting.
And that's the thing. It would have extended all of his lines. Everything would have looked neater, stronger, more finished, more polished. It would have been a different dance. And the sickle foot, it just means that when you point, your foot kind of goes
pigeon toes.
A little bit. A little bit, yeah, exactly. Okay. And that's something to do with strength that you have to train your feet to do to correct, which I understand is
difficult
to do this quickly.
Good to know.
Well, I was just got it,
avoid
you know.
Sickle toe.
No, avoid sickle foot. They got 36 out of 40, which was the same, the same as Mary Lou and Derek. Now, Mary Lou and Derek, I expect to be bottom of the board, but James and Shana, after last week, should have been top of the board. And why are they at the bottom with Mary Lou and Derek, who were then eliminated? That is very worrying for them. They need, I'm sure this week, Shana is going to be, she's going to be on it.
Well,
because
I mean, if you count
you can't
their
slip back.
Interesting relationship. they're on a deeper level that they get each other.
This is so bizarre. So the last 2 weeks we've had Chris on the show, and Chris has noticed how Jana and Gleb, apparently Jana's a little bit too touchy-feely. I've never noticed it. Honestly, never noticed it. And when me and Annika did the show together, we never really noticed these things. And now you're on another guy, and you're like, James and Shana.
Well, A, the accent. So I'm already attracted to her, right? So I'm observing every time she's on the screen.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, then she's talking to Chris, James, and she's like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do it. Who talks that close? Like, I get it's a serious conversation,
probably
but
for camera.
You don't really like, oh my God. I don't know if I can go on. And there was like lips close to each other. Like, what is the deal? Like, if you're going to get engaged, and we'll have an even better story. But the point is, like,
that's definitely not happening. They both have problems.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hollywood. Who knows what's going on?
The camera was probably, they didn't know it was going to be a wide shot. Maybe they also had a close-up shot. So perhaps they needed them
to be really. That's really not talented. It at all. Okay. They were really close. I kept pointing and bringing it
drama.
Up. Even at the end, when they got through.
Yes.
I was like, so close. Anyway, it's nothing big, but I was just like, I was a little bit jealous, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because you like the girls. That's the
I do.
That's the all right. We'll move on. Tara and Sasha, who from week one have been some of my favorites, she's just incredible. And Sasha, as always, genius with his choreography. I sound like a broken record. I say the same thing every time. But the
it's
fact
true.
That he does such good choreography for her. And he mentioned in the rehearsal footage that they were having limitations with what they could do for content in the Charleston routine because she's shorter. Now, when you watch the routine, if you hadn't have seen that footage, you would never have known they had limitations.
No, not at all. I completely agree.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She has so much energy. And I think my favorite part from this episode was seeing her be like, you know, I began this whole season being like, I'm not able to keep up with anyone.
Right.
But at this point, she was like, okay, how are we going to get around it? And then Sasha's like, okay, we're going to do this. And they put it together, and they put a great show together.
Yeah, they always do. They're just incredible. But like you say, definitely throughout the season, and she mentioned herself, her confidence has just risen up. And it's wonderful. It's just
it's really good to see.
Her technique is so good, though. Her
it's
footwork's
fun.
Smile. Always on.
Okay, see, you got technique. I'm looking for the smile. See, I'm the rest of America,
you know,
once again.
But that's important. And the fact that she did If They Could See Me Now, which was our opening song, which I love, the fact that she pulled that off, that's one of my favorite like Broadway songs ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she brings so much personality, that's a huge, huge show-stopping number to do. And only a certain person can pull that off. And she did.
And she's, you know, new to dancing, too. If you really consider, they've only been doing it for about 2 months.
She's just such a star.
Go team. Go team.
Go team. Absolutely. What else did I say about her? Oh, yeah. Bruno said she was going for a Tony when she got lifted up.
I feel like he said that twice tonight, didn't he?
He did. He kept mentioning Tonys. Yeah, he was obviously.
But I have to say that was my favorite song of the night as well.
Oh, yes, it is. It's the best.
I put a big heart in my notes because I was so happy. I love that. I was so catchy. I was like, I was doing my little Charleston as well.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And to me, that should have been 4-10s. I don't know why they didn't get 40.
I agree. That's why I'm saying there were sometimes the scores were a little bit more than you would think.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they're lower than you would think. Yeah. And I think this is a perfect example right away that it was a 38. We were 2 points off. 2 points is a lot in this type of competition, yes, especially where we are in the competition. Mm-hmm. So I am kind of confused. And, yeah, that's all I have to say about that, really.
Yeah, no, I agree. And last week they'd said the comments were they needed a more of a wow factor. So they wanted them to include more things in the choreography and the routine that were, like, wow moments. And I really think that they took that note on board, and I think Sasha did it. And I would like to know why. I think it was Julianne and Bruno gave them nines. Where did they lose that 1 point? Because it didn't seem justified to me. I couldn't see her go wrong, although perhaps, you know, when we see it on camera, we don't see the same as what it looks like live. Perhaps we missed something, but I didn't see her go wrong. Facially, she was exceptional. Footwork was on. All her lines were there. Personality, the connection between her and Sasha is always exceptional. And Sasha was amazing too.
On
why?
And off the floor.
Why wasn't it 40?
I'm really trying to think of a reason actually right now. But
there
there's actually
one.
No reason because it was so flawless. And I don't like to give sympathy points if I were a judge, even when I played different teams. And maybe I played a team where one guy was actually, he didn't have an arm and he was still in the game. Uh-huh. You don't give in. You don't give sympathy. You still try and win. You all want to win the game. And I feel like for these competitions, I don't like to give a couple more points for your story. And, you know, I feel like they weren't even doing that anyway. And I don't know why, because I'm just a little confused with this.
Yeah, they're exceptional. In my opinion, and I have said this as well from week one, they could possibly win the whole show.
Yeah.
And if they do, justified, because I think maybe they've had 1 week where they're a little bit off. And aside from that, they've probably been the most consistent couple throughout the season. And that takes some doing, you know.
True.
And a lot of that is obviously Tara, but a lot of it is Sasha and his choreography and his ability to work so well with her. You know, that connection.
I do remember my train of thought real quick.
Go ahead.
So what it was actually that with the sympathy points, I was going to say that they should get to all 10s, not including sympathy points. Boom. So the guy with a lost arm, it was a reason for it. And I was like, what was I talking? Oh, my God. I got caught up in the dance because I loved it. We can go with that.
Yeah.
That's my excuse.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. You know, and, you know, a lot of them have had stories, as you say, throughout it. And I don't think really they've ever, I don't think the judges have ever fallen to that, to doing sympathy votes, which is good. And, you know, she's very able and, in my opinion, one of the strongest dancers.
Best word is feisty, I think you can give her.
On this season.
She's feisty.
Yes.
She's a go-getter and she's ready.
Very feisty.
She wants
to win. I love
her.
I'm one of her biggest fans.
Yeah. Claps.
Love you, Tara. Okay, then we had Janet and Gleb.
Yep.
The most beautiful couple ever in the world, possibly.
We were both going on about the guy, then I was going on about her, and then
They just look amazing.
They look great.
And they were doing the waltz, the musical The Waitress.
Mm-hmm.
So Gleb's had a knee injury, and yet again he danced through it. I hope that was the right decision. I hope he doesn't injure it before the final.
When we saw him
further
at the doctor, we saw the fluid. We saw his knee, and it looked a little bit injured, where you were kind of like, are you sure? And I'm a tough guy, and that means he's tough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, look at me. Go Nick. Wow, you're so cool, man. No, I'm not saying
that. We got his head in the room. No, just kidding.
I saw him and what the injury was, and I'm kind of impressed that mm-hmm. they deserve a win.
They're incredible. They're always so good. I haven't seen them top the dance when they had the rain coming down. That
was very pretty.
That was a showstopper. But
pun
I still love this
for the,
one.
For
yeah,
the title.
But showstopper. But I love this one. Every week they have a great partnership. Now, to me, the people with the really strong partnerships are starting to move forward quicker. See, Mary Lou and Derek dropped out this week, were eliminated.
I completely agree.
And they didn't have that relationship, sadly. Calvin and Lindsay from week one have had this great team, you know, great relationship. And now Jana and Gleb, they kind of were a slow burn, and then now...
It's James
incredible.
And Jana who are, I feel like, they have a lot of the chemistry right
Jana
now.
Jana and Gleb?
And James.
James and
Jenna. Both pairs, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With each of their dance partners, I feel like they have the most chemistry right now on the show. And I say that because we get to see them. maybe there's an injury, but they keep saying, I'm not going to go dance without you.
Yes.
And they follow up with them. Call them. Mm-hmm. Are you better? Can we do it? Mm-hmm. Take a... They were... Jana was forcing Gleb to ice
home.
It.
Yeah.
Ice, go home. Can you please do that for me? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of chemistry. I mean, the I'm not saying the others don't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you really get to see it firsthand, and it's not editing, and it's not Hollywood, because you could see the concern in their face for their partners.
Definitely,
which was awesome.
Yeah.
Even if James was really close to her.
It's true. It's true. No, I thought it was wonderful. I think Jana and Gleb could easily win this competition. And if they do, I think it'll be very well deserved as well.
I feel like you like every team very
much. No, no. My favorites are Jana and Gleb, Laurie and Val, and Tara and Sasha. They're my favorites. James and Jenna, if they pull it out the bag, possibly. But then after this week, being the lowest, that's made me a little bit nervous.
Uh-huh.
And if he goes wrong, that also makes me nervous. Tara never goes wrong. Laurie rarely goes wrong. Jana as well. And the thing with Jana, now this to me is the difference between Jana and every other celebrity on the show. Okay. When Jana dances, I think one of the judges said she dances from the heart. She is so emotive through her dancing. Her mm-hmm. musicality is like 10 out of 10 every week now. She always manages to connect to the dance. And when we watch, we'll come to it later, but when we watch Jana and Laurie doing their sister's routine at the end,
mm-hmm.
now, it was interesting to see possibly the two best dancers, two best female dancers, side by side doing the same routine to see who was stronger. Because sometimes when they're doing different routines, it's hard to compare apples to pears, you know? But then this, we got to see them side by side. And to me, Laurie's more technically, you know, technically a stronger dancer. But Jana just connects with the dance.
Has more heart.
Yeah, on such a level that Laurie hasn't found yet. And it might be a maturity thing as well, you know.
We can touch up on it more later, but I have to say, Laurie, you know, she's young.
Yeah.
She's nervous. You hear her giggling after every question that any of the judges or panelists ask her.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an age thing, unfortunately, mm-hmm. as opposed to Jana, who has had a lot of life experiences.
Yeah, exactly.
So she really relates. I mean, what is Laurie going to relate on the aspect of getting ready for a competition or the Olympics at 16? She hasn't really had heartbreak. She hasn't really had, I guess heartbreak is what everything relates to, especially with Taylor Swift. So that's why I'm thinking of heartbreak. But really, you have life experiences, and Laurie hasn't had that yet. So she can't relate to every single song that is played. But yeah, Jana's gone through a lot. So she has the heart inside each song. She hears the lyrics, and you mm-hmm. see her body being thrown when the music is going, and you feel her, you feel the music. So I completely agree with you.
She's incredible. I really hope they do a contemporary number in the final, her and Gleb.
I'm all about contemporary.
Get the shoes off, bare feet, contemporary.
I'm with the rest of America.
Emotional.
Like, contemporary.
I hope so, because it's going to be about what dances do they do. You know, what style suits them, the choreography, all these things are going to come into play now for the finals. It's not necessarily going to be who's the best dancer. We now have five exceptional couples. Anyone mm-hmm. could deserve to win.
It's just keeping up to that par.
Yeah, you just can't have a weak moment. From now on, you cannot have a weak moment.
Sounds like me whenever I approach girls. I always have a weak moment. I'm like, hey, can I be numb? And I just run away. So these guys are already better.
That's so funny. Oh, well.
I'm a joke.
You should take dance lessons. Didn't your coach tell you you're supposed to take dance lessons?
I should. You know, I was told all the time in high school and college, take dance lessons.
Yeah.
Even right now, I'm being told to take yoga. And I haven't gone yet. I have free yoga classes that I can take. And I still don't. It seems too slow. I've gone one time with rugby and with some of my boys. And it's just so quiet. I have to joke the whole time. But I really need to put a muzzle on and just go to yoga. And
you've
just
gotta,
do it.
Yeah, you've got to get out of your head. And there's a really good power yoga class in Santa Monica that I used to go to, and it's incredible. And it's so hard, and it moves a little bit quicker, and you don't stop at all.
Okay,
so
that's my speed.
Well, I sweat.
And that'll make me flow more. Because when I'm on Dancing with the Stars, I really got to be on point.
I'm going to have to train him up before
you
he goes
will
to
have
with
to. I don't want any sickle feet.
I'm going to check if you have a sickle point afterwards. And we'll,
I don't. But it's pigeon toed. We'll call it pigeon toed here.
Well, that's sort of slightly different thing. Some people who aren't pigeon-toed still have a sickle foot when they point.
Okay, I have a sick foot, but it's just how I move. It's like sick. It's like, oh, stupid. Unlucky name.
I'm moving on to Laurie and Val.
Let's go.
All right. Laurie and Val did the Argentine tango to Chicago's Cell Block Tango.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing. Sadly, a couple of little things that I saw, like when they went to close hands as they were like turning direction and then they were going to move, and it kind of a little bit messy. It was just a shame the camera was right there. It sort of highlighted it, probably made it look worse than what it was. And it was a shame she didn't get the red handkerchief.
You were bringing that up a lot.
Yeah, I think the apparent, well, I don't know. I just, when I look at it, I'm assuming she had that tucked in the back of her dress the whole way through. So I was waiting for, when is this red handkerchief going to come out? Because clearly it wasn't there just for the sake of it. And then in the end, she went and she was kind of fumbling to get something out of the back of her dress. And then she couldn't get it. So she just continued. And it was like she killed him. And it would have just been perfect had the red handkerchief come like symbolic of blood and choo. You know, that would have been the end. So
it would have been cool. Do you want to hear how great of a judge I am if
yes,
I were on this
go
show?
Ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
I wrote great song, and then I wrote meh. I thought the routine was meh, but it was it was an amazing song.
As in disappointing?
Meh. Like that.
Oh.
Meh. Like, it wasn't as intense as I would think because she's so flexible. She can do so much with her body. And she was uncomfortable with it from the beginning. I know Chicago is supposed to be sexy, but if she's not comfortable with it, he should notice that and use her capabilities of such athleticism in another way. He had five other girls behind cages. Use those girls and let Lori be the love interest, maybe from far away. Something. I'm not saying, what do I know? But I'm just saying that she could have been used in a different way, make her comfortable. If she's more comfortable, she's going to throw her heart into it more like Jenna and take more of that position on the dance.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel, because Lori is so exceptionally gifted, obviously as a gymnast and as a dancer, I sometimes feel they're slightly under-rehearsed. And that maybe if they just have had a little bit more time to rehearse, that dance could have gone to another level. And with this one, it was incredible. But there were moments where I felt if there'd have just been like half a second of stillness, it would have highlighted a move that they'd done. And it would have been even more impact, more dramatic.
Let the audience take it in what has just taken place. Yeah.
And then carry on. You know what I
mean? Hold up. Do that again? That was intense. Holy Christ. That was intense.
So talented. And, you know, then that is those moments, like the judges were talking about for Tara and Sasha last week, having those highlights in the dance, because they're the moments that we remember. Last week when James and Jenna, not Shauna, did their Suicide Squad routine, there were so many moments of stillness in that routine. And the audience was like, oh my goodness, when he held her leg, and then he caught her leg as she balanced. I mean, it was just phenomenal, and it was because it had these special moments throughout. If it's one special moment flowing into another throughout the routine, we miss them. We start to take them for granted. We don't appreciate how hard, how technically, you know, difficult these moments are. Because we didn't get them highlighted.
Could it
to
be
us.
That last week was maybe a lot slower of a song that you can highlight easier as opposed to this week? Even though it was still slower.
No. This one was perfect. Okay. It had all the bum, bum, bum. You know, it was all the choo, choo, choo. All that Cell Block Tango. Yeah. It had just beats all the way through. And there were moments. And that's why I wonder if they were just slightly under rehearsed, that those moments were there, but sadly, they just didn't have time to work to that level of detail on it.
Could it be the coaching?
I don't know.
I wouldn't think she slacks on learning. I wouldn't think she's slow.
She's just on tour, though, isn't she, with the gymnastics with the Olympics? So they have very little time. And then obviously they had to learn a second dance this week as well, which was tricky. But I did think that she was incredible. I mean, possibly one of the most talented people they've had on. So she definitely should be able to win the Mirrorball trophy. Whether she does or not, to me, will definitely be down to Val. What dance does he give her? What routine? It's got to be incredible.
I agree. And side note, I do have the chat on that I'll be glancing at every here and there.
Yes.
So we'll incorporate some of you guys' thoughts.
Anything exciting?
Oh, yeah, I got one right now.
Nick?
Lori's a little screwed with a freestyle. Val's freestyles are not the best, in my opinion.
Oh. Well, then don't do. They already have to do a freestyle, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh. This is what I'm talking
That's
about.
From Colleen,
this is
so
what I'm talking about. It has to be something else. And you know what? James may win it because he's got Shauna choreographing and she is so good. I mean, I didn't like this week, but sometimes she does such good ones. And to me, Sasha is an amazing choreographer as well for him and Tara. I don't know, Gleb. I mean, Gleb's like the new Derek, we always say. So he could do it. Who knows? Who knows? I hope that they all do a really amazing one, and then we can fairly judge it on merit rather than on who was gifted the best routine.
I completely agree with that. That would be cool to just see it on who's come the farthest, and we'll really get to see that. Who's learned the most.
Yeah.
Who's incorporated everything that they've learned from the beginning and applying it to each of these dances from now on.
Yeah.
And soon we're going to have a lot of dances that we're going to have to choreograph for one show.
I know.
So there's a lot of learning to do. Can we keep up?
Yeah. I mean, last week they had to learn 4. This week they had to learn 2. And I don't know. It's a test of character. It's a test of stamina. A lot of it comes into play. And, you know, for example, Calvin. So Calvin's obviously got a lot of stamina. Physically, he can probably, you know, dance for a very long time without running out of steam. However, mentally, how quick does he pick up the routines? If you're having to learn 4 routines, for example, then how quick can he learn them?
If you're my partner, I could learn them quick, personally. But otherwise, I couldn't even tell you. I know it's a rhetorical question, but I got to answer it because I'm...
Go ahead, please.
I feel like until we're in that position as or professional dancer, as you went to dancing school, so you know, but I wouldn't know. We can all say, oh, we could get nailed that, but I don't know.
No. And they're difficult. Exhausted. They're absolutely exhausted.
You see, they're starting to break down. I hope, you know, I'm going to do every religion right here. But I'm saying, I they're all slowly getting hurt because it's been so hard on them every single week that you would hope that they're able to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. But
yeah. I mean, 2 pros to be injured. You know, that says something as well. They're training so hard right now. It's a lot.
We're having as much ice on the knees and around the body as after a game. So we're matching up. And that's dancing. And I'm not even saying anything less of dancing. I'm just saying is anything with movement, it takes a toll on your body.
Risk. Yeah. I know,
and 4
exactly.
dances a week and rehearsal, learning, rehearsal, throwing your... Yeah. We saw Tara fall on the ground and she's like, oh, I have another hip,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Does that show you how tough the chick is?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They've got to go. They've got to keep on
keeping on. If I had a sword right now, I'd be like, keep pushing. That's what I would throw up right
go,
now.
Go, Tara. I love them. All right. Let's move on to the duets, although they were actually 4 people. But So first of all, the team Last Man Standing, the Paso Doble. What did you think, Nick?
So I thought the Western dance was a little not Western or a lot. I felt like the set was very nice. It was cool set. We had a saloon. They walk out. I within the first 30 seconds, James and Calvin walked toward each other, walked away as if they were going to draw their guns. But then it just got into this little matador thing with the dresses. It got into everything but wrestling, fight, scruffy, gritty Western style fighting, which I would have hoped for.
Yeah, I agree. I just cringed a little bit. I don't know, it was like this fight between them, it was not, in my opinion, it wasn't real, it wasn't authentic. They were trying not to laugh, I know, and all of that, but they had this kind of you know, it's a bit like watching Laurie trying to be sexy when she's not feeling it. It's very difficult, and I don't think that they were in the character at all. And then they didn't pull off the routine, in my opinion.
They didn't pull it off. Yeah, I completely agree. But
you know, and they did good cape work and all of that. You know,
yeah, you were saying that was very difficult to do.
Very, very difficult.
But I was saying that has nothing to do with anything Western.
Well, it's Paso Doble, but if you're going to have a theme, though, I understand you should have.
I wanted them to pull out their guns, even though it's 2016 right now and everyone's complaining about everything. I think it would have been really cool for them to pull out their guns and, like, had a standoff or something like that, or, like, walk around each other. Yeah. And I even told you, I was like, there should have been a bar. It should have been taking place inside the saloon. So, you know, even though it was just faux walls all around. But someone should have been dragged across the bar, and a lot more bottles and chairs being broken over each other.
Blood,
it makes
guts.
We're with ABC. We have a budget, okay? We have a big budget. Like, instead of putting up a wall and, like, one cape to throw around, let's really get involved. It's cool. Western, you can do so much. Do you think that's what they do on The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Like, no. They went all out. I want to see throwing across the bar, bottles breaking, chairs breaking, poker cards. There should have been extras involved, I think, playing a poker game. That's just what I visualized. So I feel like it was really, really underdone.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the choreography very much, which was a shame. I don't know. I mean, the judges loved it. I actually preferred Rick Perry's Paso Doble back in, I think it was week three, than that.
Yeah.
Because he was more in character. If you're going to have a character and going to have a theme in a dance, you've got to pull it off.
You heard me. You know, I wanted to go all out. I wanted the budget to be whatever.
Yeah, you've got to go all out. Otherwise, it's cringe.
Yeah, it's
boring. It was a little bit cringe.
The girls, they kept flooding out. I'm not hating, okay? I'm not hating. I'm just saying the girls were on and off.
Yeah.
On and off. Oh, my God. The dress came off. Wow. Let's throw it around a little
bit.
Paso Doble. I get it, Laura, okay? Paso Doble. We're throwing around the cape. But the girls, I think it would have been cool had they gotten in a little cat fight. There was just a lot more I would have wanted out of this.
Yeah, okay. There was more to
be had. Look at me going on and on. Thank you, Laura, for stopping because I needed to be. I needed to be because I feel that passionate about this dance.
No,
throw me in the Western dance. I want to duel.
You could have done it better.
I could have done it better. And I could have... No, if I would have won that one dance, I'm not saying three others on top of that, but I would have done a Western. Paso Doble, I would have done it.
Yeah, they should have had an acting coach on, so that's what they should have done.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on because I know we're conscious of running out of time here. So the next one was the jazz routine, and that was Mary Lou and Tara. Mary Lou and Derek, Tara and Sasha. And the beginning was
I heard one word the whole time coming from Laura. Cringe, 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 cringe.
I just didn't like it. Something was off. I don't know what it was. Certain parts were wonderful and brilliant, and they did the whole gimmick where Tara was stood high up and then Mary Lou's legs were coming out from under the skirt. And, you know, there were elements of it that were wonderful. But on the whole, it wasn't original, really.
Tell me, was the song really a funny piece? The original song? Is it a funny piece?
Because
I felt like it had nothing to do with anything. And with, once again, an ABC-type budget, there should have been... They shouldn't have had any set, even. I would have rather had that. I didn't think it was funny. I mean, it had nothing to do with it.
Should have been a bit more character.
It was funny maybe for them, because they're all friends now. But for us from on the outside, it's not funny.
That is a very interesting point, Nick, which I did not pick up on. That's a real problem in theatrical work, where when you're on stage and you've been doing the same routine over and over again, and then you find energy sometimes through having in-jokes with the cast, and you cannot do it because the audience is number one.
Yep.
And if they don't understand what the joke is, then it's wasted, you know, and it's almost a little bit rude to the audience. I'm not saying that was them, but just in general.
Yeah,
I'm
glad I was right on something because that's what it definitely felt like to me.
That's what it felt like.
And that was the only prop piece you had in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, you saw them laughing about it, but I was like, what the... You know what I was saying. You heard me.
All right, we're going to move on because we've got to wrap up. The last one was The Sisters, the contemporary, and I thought it was amazing. I loved it, and this is what it was about. This was the exceptional choreography. This was the two of them coming together. Carrie Ann said they were stronger together than they were separately, and even separately they're amazing, and I completely agree. They were phenomenal. That should have been like a 42 out of 40 if we're going to, you know, compare it to other dances in the night. I just thought it was incredible. The use of the cage, the use of the men, the way that the men showed them off, and it brought out so much emotion through it. I thought that was wonderful. Anything you'd like to add on that, Nick?
You know how I felt about it. I thought it was okay.
And it was so good.
You can take me as a Simon Cowell who I judge it, but I can't even do that. Okay, I can't dance, but I am judging it. I'm here right now, and I will tell you, I didn't enjoy it as much. I also didn't think the story ended. The cage didn't close. The cage didn't close.
Oh, yes. You didn't like that. You wanted
because
the
story didn't end.
Well,
obviously, the girls were in the cage. The boys opened it up. Girls came out. Ba, 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 ba. I hate you guys. Throw the boys in. They go in. Then they leave holding hands. But they didn't close the gate behind them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a key part. There's no ending to this story. I'm yelling into the mic now, but I'm telling you. There's no end in the story.
I didn't have an issue with that because I was so engrossed and in the girls, just watching them walk off, very much female empowerment, and that was incredible. And it's kind of I felt it was representative of quite a lot of Jana's journey throughout this, and of everything she's gone through recently in her personal life. And I think this was a really, really beautiful dance that she could connect to. And Laurie was also,
do you think
wonderful.
It could have been better if it was only Jana?
No, because I think they brought something out of each other.
Okay.
And I think they had that real connection, and they had a special chemistry and an energy that brought the whole dance to another level.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see them
do another
dance.
You have a better opinion than
together.
I do, because you know all about this.
Well, no, not necessarily.
Dance
work. All right, just before we wrap up, who to win, just quickly, who would you like to win?
Tara,
yay! Yeah. Tara and Sasha, I would love for them to win. I think for me, it's probably going to be Jana and Gleb.
Ooh.
But we shall see.
You have
see.
A lot of heart in her, that's why.
You know what?
She's, you love the heart,
she's amazing.
I love the smiles.
And she has improved possibly the most throughout the season. When I look back
I
at where she
that.
Was to where she is now, she's been very flexible. She's beautiful dancer.
Everyone has a story. Sorry, I know you're going a little bit longer. Everyone has a story along this whole journey. This, I feel like this season, really everyone's come a long way in their own, I guess, different ways, really.
Definitely. It's been an emotional roller coaster. It's been fabulous. I cannot wait until next week for the semifinals. Who will go? Jackson. Who knows? Yes, it's again, for me, it's going to be on the choreography. Celebrities, please do amazing dances next week. Thank you for watching us here at AfterBuzz. Thank you so much, Nick, for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I had a really fun time.
Yay! Thank you, guys. I'm Laura Beth Hill. You can follow me on Twitter at LadyLBH.
I'm Nick Marty, and you can find me at NickMarty13 and The Latest Late Show with Nick Marty on YouTube.
Hey, thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.